Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
All right, well, you either look forward to this segment with great anticipation, or there's a little bit of anxiety around it because of some of the things that Richard Watson tells us about that could well be just over the horizon in terms of the future. Richard Watson is the director of nowandnext.com. He's a futurist. We've been looking at a whole heap of future trends and predictions over the last couple of months, and tonight we're looking in the area of healthcare and medicine. Richard Watson, welcome again.
Hello again.
All right, let's start with some trends. These are things that are currently happening, and you're just kind of, you know, two or three steps ahead of them. Then we'll look at some predictions as to where you think we may well go in the future. Trends in healthcare and medicine. E-health consumers, you call them, people who basically use the internet and other things to get information about, well, health. And we've almost all of us are becoming those kinds of e-health consumers these days, aren't we?
Well, I'm sort of referring to two things, really. One is the fact that health is becoming digitalized. So if you look at what's happening in the US, most of the records are becoming digitalized, which is leading to all sorts of consequences, one of which is medical identity theft, where people are stealing other people's identity and healthcare records so they can actually get treatment. So that's one side of it. Mm-hmm. And then, the other side of it is people using the internet to get information, which some doctors aren't very happy about because they're supposed to be the experts, but it's a really interesting development. And things like social networks around specific diseases so that you can actually group together and potentially fund or certainly find out about diseases and treatments and so on, I think that's a really, really interesting development.
It also does lead to a lot of, you know, secondhand information too. I mean, when you go online and actually search on a particular health need, you can get all sorts of stuff, and a good deal of it is actually marketing related, and so you're just never too sure what the actual figures are.
Yeah, I think you need to be very careful about this and have some sort of level of sophistication, otherwise you could end up being sold all sorts of quackery. But, you know, there are some very good sources out there on the internet, and they can be very beneficial to people, I think. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I think people are beginning to use the internet for is, you know, getting hold of drugs that they shouldn't, which is a bit of a separate issue.
Mm-hmm. Robotic surgery. We keep on hearing these stories about, you know, this new procedure that's been done by a robot that has allowed doctors to do what they never could do before. How clever has that gotten?
It's not hugely out there, but it certainly exists and has existed for quite a while. And I suppose the ultimate sort of where you go with this is the thought of actually a robot giving you anesthetic and knocking you out, and a robot or robots doing the entire surgical procedure. And this has been done several times. Not surprisingly, people are rather uneasy about this. So I think for the foreseeable future, we'll have sort of robotic assistants, or we'll have robots enhancing the skills of surgeons rather than completely replacing them. But, you know, there is a lot to be said for robotic surgeons. Their hands don't move quite as much. They're probably more accurate. There's quite a lot going for them.
All right, some predictions now. Let's get into the crystal ball gazing a little bit. Number one, you talk about womb-based therapy.
Yeah, this is a sort of ethical sort of cesspit. This is the idea that we might start. In fact, we are again. We're slightly doing this already. I mean, if you look at certain countries, they are aborting fetuses because of the sex.
Yes.
In other countries, people are aborting fetuses because of some kind of disease the fetus has. So I'm just really extrapolating from there and saying, well, actually, maybe you get involved the minute you have an embryo and you start fiddling around with the color of eyes, you know, height, aptitude for tennis, I don't know what. It's the mind boggles, really.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is not necessarily good things. You're just saying these could be on the horizon.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it could go either way, really.
Yeah, well, cosmetic brain surgery is another prediction you've...
Yeah, I have to admit, I put my hand up here and say, I actually don't know what that is exactly, but I was reading a book called Brian Eno's Diary by the musician Brian Eno, and he mentioned cosmetic brain surgery, and I just thought, this is such a great-sounding thing, I've got to have it, so I've grabbed it and thrown it on the map. But I suppose it's sort of something to do with, similar to sort of cosmetic surgery generally, you are playing around with your brain for no reason other than sheer vanity.
Poor old Peter Costello always had a bit of a challenge with his smile. People often thought it was a smirk. Maybe you could reprogram that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another one, quote, an epidemic of new mental disorders linked to uncensored use of digital devices.
Yeah, I think I've read somewhere recently that somebody had opened up an internet addiction clinic in the US, and I think there's going to be quite a few more of them, because I think there is a very strong argument saying that the use of certain technologies, and I'm particularly thinking of screens connected to things like the internet, are quite addictive. So we may see steps to limit that, or we may see people reacting against people trying to put regulation around that. I think that is quite an issue.
Human organ farms?
Again, I think that's entirely possible. I mean, we've also got people playing around with growing meat in laboratories that could one day find its way into supermarkets, which makes my toes curl. There's no reason why we couldn't be growing human organs as well.
And another prediction you've suggested is Generation X starting to outlive their offspring. Now, why would X outlive Y or Z?
Well, that's a bit of a wild card, but a few people are talking about this. It's just basically from a sort of straight health point of view that the younger generations are sitting at screens all day. Not this is a ridiculous overgeneralization, but some members of that generation are sitting at desks, not indulging in very much physical activity, staring at screens and not eating very well. And that could result in them, you know, dying 10 or 20 years before their parents. Hmm. I actually don't personally believe in that, but it is out there as a prediction.
Only the future will tell. You get us thinking about a whole bunch of things every fortnight. Richard, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, Richard Watson from nowandnext.com.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.